Welcome to the Build Your Coaching Business Around the 9-to-5 podcast. I'm your coach, Pamela Pritchard, and I help you go from employee to business owner. Whether you're creating your first client or learning how to create clients on repeat whilst holding down your day job, I'll help you make your business dreams a reality. Let's begin. Welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 2 of Income Unlocked. I'm doing a 3-part series on the typical things that I see coaches struggle with when it comes to taking their income to the next level. In episode 1 of this Income Unlocked bundle, we looked at what to do when you're stuck in a rut, when you haven't made money recently, when you are still less than an accumulative income of 10K in the last 3 months, when maybe even you're just at the start of your business and you haven't yet signed clients and you're wanting to know how to do that, or more likely, you have made money in the past, but for some reason it just isn't happening. In that episode, I went over all of the fundamentals that you need to be mindful of, to be onto yourself with when it comes to making sure that you have those basics in place to be making the kind of money and clients that you know you are capable of. I go on about it all the time, and there is a reason. When you stick to the fundamentals, when you get those basics right, when you know those non-negotiables and you come back to them time and time again, you build a solid, reliable business. But this episode is about reaching new heights and reaching new milestones. This is for you if you have either reached a personal milestone and you haven't been able to reach it again, and you're thinking, what the hell is going on? Why am I not achieving this? Or you are so close and you keep being so close, but you don't seem to actually hit it. This is such a juicy one. This is for you when you're already making money, whether or not it's how much you desire to be making or not, but you are making money. You have clients in your business and you know that you are so capable, you are so ready, you are so desiring of more, and it's just a little bit out of reach, and you want to know why, and you want to know what's going on. This is where it gets really juicy. This is the level of discussions that I have with my clients who come in already a little bit more established, who come in already having made money, who already have clients, who are looking to take it to the next level. So typically speaking, I support clients who are all time less than 50K revenue. But even within that range, there is a big difference between the client who's never made any money, and it is truly like an initiation, a learning game of establishing and learning and developing that core basic skill set of what it is to be a business owner and know the business basics and have those fundamentals in place. But many of my clients come to me having earned money. They know what it is to have clients. They know they've taken the courses, they've put themselves in the rooms, but they want business to make sense. They want to be learning the fundamentals and the mechanics of business. And this is the discussion I love, because when I speak about business in this way, I love to bring in examples from outside of the coaching industry. I love to bring in examples of what it is for you to be the consumer and the customer, instead of thinking always from that coaching hat or from that business hat, because those perspective shifts can change everything. But what this particular discussion is going to be centering on today is reaching those milestones, reaching those next levels. And what is the one thing that always comes before we see an external result? And if you're an existing client, you'll already know this answer. The thing that comes before your external results are your internal shifts. For anything to happen in our external, it has to first happen from within. And so herein is the answer. The reason why you haven't yet reached that next level or sustained that next level, even if you've touched it, is because something in your self-concept, in your personal power, isn't yet matching that level and holding that level. For many of my clients who are working with me, especially those of you who are still in corporate, if you currently have a job title where you are living and breathing another identity that is not only established, but it's revered and it pays you well, and you're comfortable in it and you're well known for it, then it is highly likely that that identity and that self-concept is still subconsciously overriding your self-concept as a coaching business owner who makes money and signs clients. If you're already out of the 9-to-5 and you've already shed your corporate identity, regardless of another job title, are you yet in the self-concept and the identity of a coaching business owner who makes and expects to make and knows within themselves exactly how to sign clients, who feels in control of that process, who has the personal power to get up and do what it takes when you desire to, regardless of how you're feeling, not through bypassing your emotions, not through hustle and grind, but just because that is who you are. And when you are honest with yourself, when you look at your self-concept and you look at the ways that you show up, you look at the ways that you hold yourself to account, the ways that you present yourself on your social media, in front of your friends, in front of your family, in front of your peers, in other groups with other coaches, how you show up on your sales calls, how you own the conversation when someone asks you about your coaching business. If at any time you prefer to stay on the sidelines, you prefer to shy away, you go bright red and you don't own it, when you don't like talking about money, when you don't like talking about your business, these are all little indicators. They're all symptoms of what it is when your self-concept isn't yet as a successful coaching business owner. This is where we can have a lot of fun. This is where it can get really exciting, but only when you use it in a way that empowers you instead of disempowers you. Many of you are familiar. Lots of clients come to me saying, I have done the perfect day exercise before. I have done visualizations. I journal. What would my 100K self do? What would my 10K per month self do? What would my 200K self do? And it isn't sticking. You're not creating that result yet. And then you judge yourself. Then the shame starts to come in. Then you start to ask those questions like, well, is it my self-worth? Is it my enoughness? I should know this by now. I've done this already. Many of my clients come to me and they say, I've had a life coach before. In fact, it was life coaching that introduced me to the business. It was having a life coach that made me realize that I wanted to help people, that I really love doing this work. So I did the training and I've gone through the certification myself and I've done so much work on myself. And I go, great. And it got you that far. And it got you to where you are today. It got you here. But if you're here and right here isn't where you want to stay because you still have places to go and things to achieve and milestones to hit, money to make, people to help, an empire to build, it's because everything you've done so far has laid the foundation for what is yet to come. And when you look at it through that lens, instead of that lens of, well, I should be here already, the not enoughness, the scarcity lens, it's very sneaky. It loves to like sneak up on us. Then we forget our power. We forget that we are in the momentum of building something beautiful. We forget to connect to gratitude. And we forget to connect to every little celebration, every little shift, every little piece of our becoming that allowed us to get to where we are today. Because here's what happens. How often have you sat down to have dinner and you start talking about tomorrow's dinner? How often have you finished a movie and immediately said, oh, that was so good. I can't wait for the next one to come out. You immediately want more instead of being in the joy of having. instead of being so present and in the moment that you just want to savor the fact that you made it this far. I love giving the example of being in a really beautiful relationship. Those of you who are blessed to be in a beautiful relationship or who have known love, you will know that when you are in a beautiful relationship, you know to savor the moment. You know not to rush it. When I met my now fiance, in the first couple of dates, I was like, oh my fucking God, this could be a thing. But did I decide to sit and dwell on the wedding day? Did I push for more? Did I ask him, this is great, the second date was amazing, but where is the ring? No, I didn't do that. Instead, I savored the having of the relationship exactly where it was, knowing that if I maintain this level of gratitude and having and presence in the relationship I'm in, then naturally, if it's meant to be, then of course we will get there. And now your girl has a ring on her finger. Look at that. And I know I've got some clients who, you know, they're in long-term loving relationships and marriage in and of itself isn't the goal for them. And just using this as an example, it doesn't have to be the goal for you. For me, was it even a goal? No, it was something I always secretly desired. But I recognized that as soon as I was in the relationship, in the having with someone really fucking special that I wanted to hold on to and I wanted to really nurture and grow with and learn with, as much as I knew getting to the wedding was the ultimate, like, yes, that means, you know, that's amazing. I also know the wedding is still just the start. It's the start of a marriage. It's the start of a life together. You see how we can't rush these things. So let's take it back to business. When was the last time you truly sat in the having of who you have become to get to where you are today? In the last episode, I mentioned connecting to that beginner energy again, connecting to that excitement again. I've mentioned it in a few episodes, actually. Also, have you compared yourself recently, strategically, to who you were at the beginning of this journey and how much you have grown? In the last episode, I gave the example of learning how to drive, of how when I first learned how to drive, I was just a sweaty mess for the entire hour, heart racing, like awful knot in my tummy, palm sweaty, mum's spaghetti, legs are jelly, you know how it goes. That feeling, oh, I'm so glad I am not a beginner driver anymore. Just as I'm so glad I'm not at the early stages of my business anymore thinking there is so much I don't know. I don't even know what to ask for. I don't even know what to do. I don't even know where to begin. And also being in the excitement of, oh my God, I'm about to get my driver's license. Oh my gosh, I'm about to sign my first client. Oh my gosh, this is everything is yet to come and I'm here and it's happening. And when I remember that version of me 4 years ago in 2020, and I look back and I think, oh my God, guys, that version of me in 2020, she had no idea I was going to be living and renting in Australia at the time of this episode 4 years later. What? How is that my life right now? 2020 version of me wasn't engaged. I didn't have a fiance. I just had a guy who I was madly in love with and so happy to be with. That blows my mind. And there has been loss. There has been so many people and things and relationships, friendships that have come and passed, people who have passed away, things that have happened, the pandemic that happened, like world events that have happened that have been and gone. 2020 version of me, pre-pandemic, starting the coaching business, deciding I was going to start my own business, had no idea a pandemic was coming. Had no idea multiple wars were going to kick off. Had no idea that I was about to get engaged, that I was going to travel. So when you are looking at your own business, think now, what is your goal? What was the milestone that made you want to listen to this episode and go, this is the thing I'm reaching for. This is the thing I'm looking to achieve. I'm trying to get to that 5K month. I'm trying to reach that 10K month. I'm trying to reach that 100K year. When was the last time you checked in with how far you've come? And the good and the bad. Let's look at both. Let's look at both with reverence and respect, so that you can look at yourself with reverence and respect for how far you have already come. That is so powerful. Feel that in your body. Feel how much more alive you are right now compared to the version of you at the beginning of this episode who was just looking for an answer, looking for some kind of resolution to the scarcity you were feeling for not having reached that milestone yet. Can you feel that shift in your body? When you connect to that gratitude, when you connect to the timeline of your personal journey, your personal story, the very thing that makes you the coach for your clients, the coach of choice, this is you right now connecting to your personal power. You want to know why you haven't reached that goal yet? Because you're not feeling this feeling right here enough. You're not choosing on purpose and intentionally to remember who the fuck you are, how far you have come, how just a few months, years ago, when you started this business, you had no idea what was in store. That every single session that you continue to show up for, where you allow yourself to lean into the discomfort, where you allow yourself to be vulnerable, to be seen, to be visible, to say to yourself, yes, I want this and I'm willing to go for it. For every investment that you've made so far, every win, every loss, every 0 month, every client that messaged you and then ghosted you, every client that joined a consult call and then said no to you and you had to navigate the feeling of that, every workshop that you've released that's not been as popular as you hoped, all of those offers that you made where you got crickets, all of that has got you right here today, still showing up for it, still ready to learn, still ready to grow. That counts for something. And instead of looking at the gap, look at how far you've come. And in so doing, connecting to that personal power, and then harnessing this power to ask yourself, where can I take this next? And in this personal power, in this energy, asking yourself, instead of just saying, why am I not there yet? Why wasn't it good enough? Why am I not good enough? What is it going to take? What am I missing? Instead of asking those questions, as you may have heard me say in the past, the quality of the questions we ask determines the quality of our life. It determines the success in our business. When we ask those kind of questions, then yeah, don't get me wrong, strategically, tactically, there may be gaps missing. There may be little bits that you need to tweak. What am I missing in my consult process? Have I missed something in my marketing? Is there something in my socials? Is there something in this message that is missing? When you look at it from a tactical lens, but from the lens of curiosity and improvement, then absolutely, it's a great question to ask. But when you're asking those questions from the self-concept of, but what's wrong? Why am I not getting there? And the fault is intrinsic, then the universe is saying, oh, she's not ready. Like, she can't take this right now. She is not able to handle it. Like, we gave her a glimpse of it a few months ago because she was on one back then. Like, she was ready. She was committed. She was showing the fuck up. She was just, whatever was going on internally, externally, it was aligning, and here she is. Welcome. She has arrived. But, oh, she left the building again. So we need to be looking at better quality questions. How about the question of, who do I get to be? Who am I becoming? When I have these things, what am I going to be able to say I'm really proud about? How do I want to say I showed up for this? I had this amazing revelation a few months ago, and I've mentioned it, I think, a couple of times on the podcast. I've certainly shared it with clients. And I'll share it with you here today, just in case I haven't, because it really is so powerful. It's such, It's such a powerful and a humbling thought that really brings me back to my power. And it's this. It's the thought that I am so glad that I'm not there yet. Because if this right here is the million-dollar version of me, I'll be honest, I'm not sure I'm worth it yet. And I mean that in the most humbled, most like expansive way. Like, right, I'll give you a great example to really, really exemplify what I mean here. A couple of months ago, this one incident, I was cooking a really delicious meal for me and my partner. And I'm like putting all this effort in, everything's going to plan. I'm giving it the finesse. I've got the presence. I've got the love poured into it, this dish. It's freaking divine. So excited. And he comes over and he looks at the dish and he goes, oh, is that it? With like, you know, just slight trepidation and trying not to be like disappointed, but also it's a disappointing question to ask, right? And I know that I'm not finished plating. I've still got the garnish to do. I've still got the like the decoration to do. I haven't quite like finished with all of the arrangement of it yet. I know we're only halfway there. But I'm also thinking, oh my God, like, is he actually thinking this is it? Like, does he actually think this is the limit of my potential? And that's what I mean by that. This is not the limit of my potential. There is a good reason why I'm not at $1 million yet. I'm glad about that because this is not the $1 million version of me. And that excites me. That means, oh my God, if this is who I am today, then who is the $1 million version of me? I cannot wait to meet her. If this is what it's like to be me right now at this income level, and I still have quite some ways to go to a million, oh my fucking God, the day I meet her, I am going to be so proud. And I'm going to be so proud of the version of me that I get to look back on today. When I re-listen to this episode in many moons' time, in many years, and I come back to this episode for some reason because there's a new milestone that I want to hit, and I'm thinking, what wisdom does Pamela of 2024 have for me? I'm going to be laughing. I'm going to be cry laughing in my seat listening to this episode because I'm going to be able to look back at her and go, holy shit, it is that version of me that got me to where I am today. And that makes me want to burst into tears with so much love and joy, with so much reverence, so much excitement, so much passion, so much commitment to who I get to become. So if there is a milestone that you haven't reached yet, good. Because this version of you right now, she's just getting started. You are just getting started. And that is a really exciting thing to lean into. So I'm going to invite you now to take this feeling and remember it. Come back to the activation of this episode and harness it whenever you need to. Now, you know what's coming. You know that this level of activation gets to be available to you when we work together. If you're interested in working with me inside Thrive Group, so in Thrive, in group, the strategy sessions and the group officially begins on January 8th, 2025. We have 3 days together to get those fundamentals in place. But then we have 6 months where I will be activating you weekly. I will be coaching you weekly. I will be reminding you of your growth, of your power, of how far you get to go, of how far you've already come. When we are operating and talking at the alignment, activation, personal power level, this is the self-concept that you need to shift into, the self-concept of being a coaching business owner, regardless of the job title that you might have in your 9-to-5, regardless of the identity and self-concept that you've had in your previous successful career, regardless of the self-concept that you have built about yourself as a coaching business owner today. What is your self-concept? Your self-concept are the thoughts and the feelings that you regularly have systematically on repeat, subconsciously about yourself as a coaching business owner and anything in life. But your business coaching self-concept are the thoughts you have on repeat as a coaching business owner. With the first module, how we spoke about the business fundamentals, they have to be in place. You've got to have a solid offer and price and a clear marketing and sales strategy so you know what the fuck is up in your business. But the real magic, reaching those milestones, becoming the version of you that creates anything you ever wanted, that happens when you are in your personal power, when your self-concept matches your desires, when you are ready to show up. And when you feel that personal power, you know how to lean the frick in, that you give yourself permission to lean in, to activate yourself, to put yourself in rooms, to invest in yourself, to make sure that you are surrounded by the type of people, by the coaches that you know get you there, that get you in this energy. This is why I'm inviting you to join Thrive. If you are feeling this activation from this episode and you want more of this in your coaching business, then I want to support you and I am so excited to support you. The next step is to go to the link in my show notes and find the link that says www.coachingwithpamela.com/thrive, and the Thrive is in capital letters. Go to that link and join the group that starts on the 8th of January, 2025 at the time of this recording. It's currently available at Founders Pricing. Go enjoy this activation. I cannot wait to hear from you. I cannot wait to work with you. And in the meantime, I will see you in the next episode.